closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Chico Show.
Oh, oh, I'm sorry. So that's me.
Jimmy.
That's
are
right.
You there, Jimmy?
That's right. We're Jimmy Doan Show. This is great.
Get out of the bathtub.
Get out of the bathtub. I'm sitting here in my robe.
It's Sunday, February 11th.
February 11th. And nothing of note happened today except the Everything Jimmy Doan Show. Jack Rhodes is here.
Hey.
And so
here.
This is the half of this show is going to be the Jack Rhodes Show. No doubt.
As always.
Counselor Curtis, we have a lot of legal stuff today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we do.
The other half is going to be Counselor Curtis.
We do. Because, look at this. I'm holding this up. You see this? I've been reading this. The American Supreme Court.
Is that a comedy?
Yeah, it should be. I've learned some more stuff.
Is it fiction?
Did I send you a copy of the letter I sent to Peter H. Irons?
No, but we'll talk about it.
Okay. And then, of course, our erstwhile engineer.
Yep.
Good deal. Well, this is exciting. I did. We should get... donations should pick up, I hope, because yours truly went to several...
What did you do with all the cash?
Well, yeah, we got things... Well, I bought a paintball gun.
Oh,
no, this was, as we've talked about in previous shows...
For the people that don't donate...
That's right. Well, I got in a garage sale yesterday.
So you've been spreading the word, you said.
Been spreading the word, and, yes, went to the Libertarian Party in Orlando, the one here in Gainesville, and also several people... that are libertarians and so forth, and they've all said they're going to spread the word, and I said, just send money.
Okay, hallelujah. No.
So we're hoping to get the donation to the Doughnuts.
To Liberty Forum up in Massachusetts.
But even if you don't send money, send emails to jimmy@jimmydoan.com.
That's right.
And remember, keep those calls coming.
Yeah.
866-95-JIMMY.
Okay, well...
Ringing off the hook.
Yeah, off the hook. Let me just go through real quick here. I want to go...
We got a list.
We have a short list. Wait a minute. No, we have a list of people that are listening to us.
Oh, yeah.
I did want to go through this real quick on several people. We have another Tokyo, Japan.
Gracias.
That's right.
The Philippines. I think
we have Philippines. We have a couple people from France. Eh bien, comment ça va?
Yeah.
That's right.
What?
And Canada, of course, as always. We have several people from Canada.
This India. Is great.
Our usual Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello.
Hey, Honolulu.
Honolulu, that's right.
All the way out
but
there.
But from Paris and India. Someplace India. Called, you know, it's funny when you look at this, it says...
Pronounce it. Go ahead and pronounce it.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Chandigarh,
that's right. And it was interesting because in parentheses it says Chandigarh.
Yeah,
I don't know what that's all about. I guess, okay, that's right, the other pronunciation. Saint-Pierre in Quebec, and from Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Moscow, Russia.
The Kremlin.
Yes, and also we got it from Moscow, Ohio, which I thought was interesting.
There's a connection. That's
well,
dangerous.
I don't know.
We're big
in
Moscow.
I don't know what that's all about yet. Anyway, so we want to say hello to our people and
our peeps.
That's
keep
right.
Telling your friends, yeah. Jimmy Doan.
Jimmy at Jimmy Doan. We're still number uno on the Google search,
still
are
got
we?
Just yep. At WIRN online. Right?
I have no idea. No clue.
We're nationally syndicated worldwide.
We don't even know. But we do. We have gotten quite a few people that have said they love us. Okay,
good.
And then there's the
emails coming.
Well, you can the hate mail we love too.
Right.
Okay.
For some reason, most of the email keeps coming to dbag at jimmydoan.com.
Yeah, I don't know what that's.
So keep it coming.
Yeah.
He or she will answer.
That's right. I do. Very I do so. Answer them very well.
Yeah.
Right. We don't have to. Are we not going to talk? Are we going to talk about Anna Nicole?
Okay, well, she's on the list.
Okay, good. Okay. I did figure out that she's a replicant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, we'll talk about that.
All right.
Here's the list. State officials oppose repealing ID, Real ID Act.
Okay.
This is some of the people in some of the states. You know, the real ID is where we're going to all get a, your papers, please, right, you know, with the biometric, whatever. Okay. There's some people, they want to repeal it. Turns out.
I got some.
We're going to talk about that. Okay. Texas governor, we talked about last time, Illinois governor wanted to sell the Illinois lottery. Now right. Texas has decided we want to sell ours too.
Privatize the lottery.
Well, not exactly. It's not privatized. They want to sell it. It'll still be under regulation, but they want the dough today. That's what it boils down to. Okay. U.S. begin a vast expansion of DNA sampling.
That's right.
Oh, guess what?
Yeah. As common as fingerprinting.
Cue the
we're going to
spine tingling music.
That's it. That's right. Number of people stopped by New York police soars.
All right.
Mm-hmm. There's
a little more active there.
Drugs are
police soars. Sorry.
S-O-A-R-S. Okay. Right. And the drug czar, the national drug czar, has says use of illegals drug down. I've got a solution to that.
He's down, man.
That's right. Okay, the other thing, I'm not sure what this is. The research result battle now pits I love the title of this, and there's not much to it, not much meat, but pits PR pit bull against Barbie blenders.
This is like, he's alliteration crazy.
Yeah, well, I know, but Barbie blenders, I like that. They take Barbie dolls, and we'll talk about that. Canadian Mint to unveil a $1 million coin.
Mm-hmm. Now,
heads and tails, baby.
That's right. Now, if you'll send us $1,000,002, we'll send you one of those coins.
Yeah.
Right. And it's inflation in Zimbabwe, surprisingly enough, has inflation that is running about 1,800% a month.
That's because it's controlled centrally.
Bob Mugabe has, we'll talk about him.
We'll get in that.
Officials here locally in Florida, the FCAT is in trouble again. This is the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test.
Right. Test for kids, elementary
test for kids.
School.
Well, it's like three times, third grade, eighth grade, and 10th grade. In order to get out of the state-run indoctrination system, you have to pass a test that's, that Sig Heil's the right answer.
Well, one of the things they're talking about is a new name.
Yeah, well, we're talking about that. Well, I want to expand on that.
Thing.
I want to expand on
all
that.
Right,
that is
right,
very
so
good. Students get lesson to chew on. I'm not sure. I didn't read the whole article here, but apparently
about gum, right?
It's about gum, and it's about passing gum around in class. Now, in the old days, we got sent to the principal's office. Apparently, that's not okay. Blotter. This is another legal thing. Teens prosecuted for racy photos. Some teenagers have been arrested for posting racy photos on their website.
Of themselves. So they're calling it child porn.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're getting
into that. Also, Branson is back in the news.
Yep.
Richard. And we want to get the 20. We would either like to have the donations add up to $25 million, or I suppose
he's giving away money again.
Yep. If you solve climate problems.
Oh yeah.
Greenhouse.
It's the G prize.
Yeah, it's the G prize. That's right. The G string prize.
The G string.
All right.
So and then. Congress, hard to believe this. I know you're going to be just astounded and amazed by this, but Congress is finding a way around the lobbyist limits. They just passed. Nancy Pelosi and those guys. They just passed.
But they blocked that.
They blocked?
What?
They blocked all those lobbyists.
All right,
They did.
Well, no. I mean, the ones that you're saying that they're getting around, should they?
No, I think they passed a bunch of new rules. We're going to talk about that.
Never mind.
Okay. Is there anything else? Is there anything that anybody else has to add to this?
We might have a few more things by the end of the show. We'll think.
You never know.
We'll
do a little research now. So.
I got a really cool picture of a pimped out toilet.
Pimped out. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what we live for, is a pimped-out toilet.
Pimp my toilet.
Okay, well, I thought this state officials, we've always talked about the lockdown, the coming tyranny, the coming
right, we have a good sound
martial law.
We'll
two state officials said Thursday that a forthcoming national identification card should be kept intact
or expanded,
not scaled back in the face of a growing grassroots result. The 2005 Real ID Act currently says that driver's licenses and other identification documents issued by state governments must comply with a stringent set of rules devised by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Again, everything's about security.
These are not in order.
That's exactly right. But some state legislatures are saying it just costs way too much money, and they are opposing this. They want to stand up to, as they say, to the law. It turns out that in about another year or two, starting on May 11th, 2008, Americans will need a federally approved identification card. A U.S. passport will also qualify to travel on an airplane, to open a bank account, to collect Social Security payments, or take advantage of nearly any government service.
So is a state license is not going to be good enough? Now you need a federal? Is that what they're saying?
The state license has to comply with federal rules,
okay.
And which means that it will be the real ID was to make sure that whether you're in Colorado driver's license
you're all in the same system.
That's right.
All you got to do is go to the same
barcode scan.
I love this sentence here. This is halfway through the second paragraph. States will have to conduct checks of their citizens' identification papers and driver's licenses likely will be reissued to comply with Homeland Security requirements. State motor vehicles databases are also required to be linked together. Now, folks.
Lockdown.
This is it. I mean,
this is it.
This goes with the other article here, which we probably ought to jump up to the next in line is the DNA thing.
We'll dovetail into.
would dovetail into that.
After a little while, of time.
That's right. Well, let me just tell you that here's some of the...
So they're just trying to get their gain and more control.
Well, right? Again, they...
They're giving it to the feds is the difference here. It was previously the states. The
right.
States keep track of all this stuff, and
right.
The feds don't.
Right.
And now it's going
to
be...
Now, unless you happen to be in the federal system, if you have, you know, if you robbed a bank or something...
Well, right.
Then you're in a federal...
Well, it sounds like a democratic movement in the fact that they're just expanding government exponentially at this point.
I don't know why would you call that a democrat? Is that a big D democratic movement or something? It's a totalitarian movement, is what it is. It's a statist movement. It is a taking over. Look, folks, you are doomed, mind you. You know, if global warming doesn't get you, these guys are going to be carting around, and if you don't have, you'll pay a pass.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be unbelievable.
So where is this? Is California we're talking about?
No. This is nationwide. The article came from Maine because the Maine legislature is currently debating whether or not they want to be part of this deal.
What they did is they didn't fund the measure.
Right, and it turns out that some states...
didn't fund it for the state, so it's going to cost the state potentially hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, billions. The deal is, they said
the only reason they're resistant. Otherwise, they'd have jumped on board.
Oh, no, because they don't care. Their states are for big government, too. It doesn't really matter. What do they care? No, the big states like California, of course, that they issue or reissue 3 million licenses a year or more. I don't know what it is. You know, they're sitting there screaming that this is a, you know, nightmare for them. Someplace, apparently, some of the Wild West states, of course, they don't want to do it for obvious states' rights, privacy concerns and so forth, like Idaho and places like that. But some of the other states can afford it, and they haven't really complained because they apparently have got a way to do it, or they're already doing it. Here in Florida, I think we're pretty close. I don't have the biometric data, but they've got the hologram, which, by the way, I've got a website in case anybody wants to duplicate holograms.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm serious. There's a way to... The guy here on this website, maybe we'll put it on the...
The digression music.
Only for fun, entertainment purposes only.
No, bullshit. This guy,
bullshit.
This is common knowledge. Obviously, I haven't done a Google search, but if you go, it tells you exactly how to make a foolproof, other than a microscopic.
Now look, if there's a way to make a thing, there's a way.
Let me tell you. Interesting, you should mention that's not strictly true. It turns out that sometimes it's too expensive, even for the counterfeiters. One of the things that they mentioned that is against another digression on a digression has to do with. Shut up! It has to do with crystal meth. It turns out that one of the things that is an ingredient for crystal meth is. The Advil, pseudoephedrine, and it turns out you have to big. There's only 9 factories in the world that make the pseudoephedrine. That's why they're breaking open the pill cases in the seats of their car and so forth. So that, in order to, like you say, if anybody can make it, they can. But something like that, it's really tough. This, on the other hand, is something that turns out you can do in your bedroom. Okay.
There's meth labs.
Materials in the crystal meth is something that you cannot make yourself.
Right.
That's the problem.
I just always crack up when I see this meth lab busted. What that means is they took the stuff out of the guy's bathtub.
Well, there was quite an interesting article on PBS about that, I thought. As usual, it was...
And we come back.
We're coming back. Okay. State officials oppose repealing a Real ID Act. Let me just read another couple of sentences from this. This guy named Blair, who favors the Real ID Act, I forget who he is. Denise Blair, she, I guess, Assistant Deputy Director of California Department of Motor Vehicles, referring to Maine's efforts. Blair lauded better data mining practices and sharing information between states, which is what Real ID is designed to encourage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously.
But if you're not doing anything wrong, you mean it's okay.
Well, you know, it's funny that is, again, that is one of the things that people say. Is if you're not doing anything wrong, what's the deal?
Except it's in the Florida Constitution. We have the right to be left alone.
Well, you say that, but of course, I'm more honored in the breach than the observance, I believe. But the deal is that if you don't have a problem, this is the stumbling block on this of sentence that people tell you all the time. Look, if you weren't doing anything wrong, what's the problem? Well, here's the deal. You get caught up in the tuna net. So often, no, you're not doing anything wrong, but it costs you a fortune to tell them.
Right.
And they don't believe you. I mean, they go out there on these big scoops, and you weren't doing anything wrong, and you have to hire a $5,000 an hour attorney to prove it, and you go to jail.
If the investigation is as bad as the punishment, then it really doesn't matter whether or not you
eggs,
actually did
that is precisely correct. And that is the reason that when the answer that if somebody comes to you and says, look, if you're not doing anything wrong, what are you worried about? What I'm worried about is I'm not doing anything wrong,
right,
and I still get snagged.
Right.
That's the problem.
Jump through a bunch of hoops at the very, very
reminds me of the Duke rape case, so to speak.
Exactly. Exactly correct.
Those boys didn't do it.
Well, they had a lot.
They didn't do what they said they did.
Look,
ain't no rape going on there. They
yeah, but still, it, look at all the people that have been. I say all of the 20 or 30 people that have been gotten off of death row after 20 years or something like that. Look at the people that were accused in the two child abuse things. The whole town was put in jail practically from this prosecutor. Everybody got out. There's still two people, I think, still in jail from that. Dorothy Rabinowitz has written quite extensively on this. I mean, and they were innocent. Innocent. 20 years in jail. Thank you so much. Innocent. I mean,
oops, sorry about that.
Yeah, yeah, not even an oops. Not even an oops. Right. Not even I'm sorry about it.
Like a ooh?
No, not even that. Not even an ooh. So I will say this. One of the things, a small digression. In reading this, because I want to talk.
Again?
I want to talk.
Already?
I want to talk some more about constitutional law.
We have
law.
No limit on
Shut
digression.
Up. I did find interesting, they have had a great PBS multi-hour special on the courts, on the Supreme Court. And I will say this, and we've talked before about how prosecutors never say oops. You know, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're proven beyond a shadow of a doubt your innocence.
Right.
They still say, I don't believe. No,
you
something
slid out of that.
You
one.
Slid out of that one. That's right. That'd be
loophole.
That innocent loophole. he pulled that one on me. You know, that old damn innocent
loophole.
That innocent.
Yeah,
damn trick. Damn trick. He pulled that innocent thing on me. And but I will say this: that Justice Holmes in the 30s did an oops on one of his.
Yes.
I thought that was funny because you know they rule on this thing. It was the Jehovah's Witnesses, I think it was, They after everybody started dying and people started being drugged in the streets, he says, oops, bring me another one. I think I want to change my vote.
And I don't know if that's the same one you're talking about, but he's also the one that's responsible for the free speech thing.
Well, he's the
don't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Oh, my God.
And he took it back halfway in the next ruling.
Right.
But then after that, everybody went with his prior ruling.
In other words,
he wasn't able to sway people back. Even though his opinion was swayed.
Right.
And since then it's snowballed and gone downhill.
Oh, it's not totally. Anyway, so anyways,
like
Real ID Act. Now, one of the things about this, remember, in order for this Real ID, you're going to have to, in order to get any government service. Now, it turns out that the government, since it's expanding exponentially, everything now is a government service. You can't do anything. And so if
no
you want
school,
no school,
no health care,
no health care. Exactly right.
No welfare,
no nothing. Can't collect, you know, can't no Social Security payments, in spite of the fact you're entitled to them. Nope. Sorry. You got to show your certified ID. You can't just walk in here and show me your belly button, your birth certificate. No good. No birth certificate. I spit on your birth certificate. That kind of thing. I mean, witnesses, your mother comes in here and says, hey, look, this is my son, and no, sorry, no good. She's a lying bitch, and you need to have
tell us what you really think.
That's right. So anyway, but this is all in the name of Homeland Security. I'm telling you, this security
also,
thing.
And also the DNA thing too.
Well, the DNA thing. Where is it? Oh no,
it's two down from that. And
let's see, where have I got it here? Just
it's literally.
Yeah, let's pull.
Yeah,
that
here
in.
It is. I'm going to pull this out.
Now it's not just going to be fingerprints. It's going to be a cheek swab.
Well, let me tell you, on this card, they've said on this.
Or a load in a Dixie cup.
Man, I'm not sure.
They've said on this card, what they said was, the card is no good without biometric information. Biometric information. Now, what do you suppose that is, folks? That's your goddamn DNA. It's a retina scan.
Yeah.
It's something like, I mean, the fact is.
Your height, weight, bone density.
No. Height and weight doesn't. That's the picture. No good. No. It's got to be something that is uniquely. It's going to
be a whole bunch of stuff, like you said. It'll be retina scan.
Retina scan. Face recognition.
Right.
I mean, the whole deal. Or else you get zip. You don't get on the goddamn airplane.
Right. Or else your papers are not in order.
Your papers are not in order. And of course, let me tell you.
Stringent system.
Yeah. Exactly. So the
it says it's stringent. Right?
No. It says it's
stringent.
Well, it was
stringent. Do you not understand? Right.
Let me just finish up on this, and I'm going to move on to the DNA thing. But I just want to mention another couple things I thought. Of course, the state motor vehicle database is all linked together. You know, I always thought it'd be kind of fun to run up to Michigan or something and get another driver's.
Could have been. Too long ago.
Anyway, the point, mandatory biometric information is going to have to be involved. And, of course, they're going to have to be tamper-resistant and so forth with either a smart cards can rely on physical contact like a mobile phone SIM or feature RFID technology. Now, if they have the RFID, that means just walking around. That's like global positioning on your butt.
Right.
I mean, that's walking around.
Well, that, as we know, is just too easy to, for it not to be included in pretty much everything.
Well, let me tell you, the whole thing is even, and this is something that people have to realize, I think, people that are for this stuff, is that if in the hands of the nice, benevolent dictator, this might work okay, but you can bet.
The theoretical person.
The theoretical, non-existent Jesus person, you know, okay. But you can bet that the day that person dies, Nero or somebody is going to step in. I mean, I'm telling you, it is just that simple. And if you think that it's not going to happen, it reminds me of that saying that they used in Germany, you know, when they came for the Christians, but I wasn't one. So they, you know, then they came for the Unionists, but I wasn't one of those. And then, you know, they go through about three or four or five things, and they came for the Jews, but I wasn't. Finally, they came for me, but there was nobody left, you know, to say anything. And this is exactly what's going to happen. This is the final throws. This is the thrashing around, the final thrashing of the empire.
I think they're really getting warmed up at this point. Your final throws in terms of the
destruction of the freedom in the United States of America. And I can tell you, I was reading this book, this American Supreme Court, and I've been listening to the tapes, and I'm going to tell you also about a letter that I wrote to this guy, Peter Irons, who did the CDs that I listened to, which are like 30 hours worth on the Supreme Court. I always interested here on the Jimmy Doan Show about the Supreme Court, so we're related genetically to that one of those people.
You can guess which one, you get a free mug.
Or $1 billion bill.
Yeah.
Or a billion dollar bill.
That's right. Oh, I handed out, by the way, I've been handing out your get out of jail free cards. People love them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They love those cards. Yeah. I mean, that is just, yeah. And when I explain to them that the next incantation of these cards will be a sticky thing that you peel off and put on your mouth.
Yeah.
That's
copper stopper card.
That's right. The copper stopper.
Is it okay if I say no?
And then you peel off the front of this card and you put it right over your mouth, and that way there is no talking, no confession allowed.
I invoke my Sixth Amendment.
No, I mean that's what it says on the
card. Exactly.
That's what it says on there. So anyway, I'm reading here from this next thing, moving on peripherally here, and this is a segue to the
one
DNA.
Down.
DNA.
One down.
One down.
One. Look, hey, it's what we do. It's what we do.
It's what we do.
It's what I do.
It's what I do.
All right, the DNA.
The DNA.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on here. Basically, what they've done is they've ruled that the feds now have the right to take DNA samples from anybody in their custody. Okay, now this isn't convicted people. This is people under arrest.
This is people actually under, when you say in custody.
Or detained.
Or detained, right. If not even arrested.
Well, detaining is arrest for all purposes, for all legal purposes. The reason they call it detained is because it's not a U.S. citizen if they're being detained. That's the difference that they, it's the only difference. You know, they try to create a little name there. It's like when you want to change the.
Yeah. Cool.
Oops.
When you want to do that.
We'll have to edit that out.
Keep that in. That was cool.
It's like when you want to. When you need to change the law around because people don't like it, you just give it a new name.
Boy, and we're going to talk about new names, too. That's exactly right. Okay, so, and?
And what?
And
just, and that's all she wrote.
And so, what they've done is they've said, okay, anybody who is in custody, we can now take DNA from. So basically that means that they're going to take it. They're going to be collecting this stuff as fast and as fast as possible.
Gigantic database coming around.
Yeah, everybody in custody. And I hope it means a cheek swab, because otherwise it means they're sticking you.
Ooh!
You can bet it's going to be a cheek. Look, you can
get. Is that going to be the Dixie cup to me?
No.
No, but the deal is, look, the deal is, though, you can get this off of like a skin flake or something.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand what the.
Yeah, but, you know, skin flake. Come on, that. That That doesn't do that. That doesn't
hurt.
Pain.
Yeah. You know? Take an arm.
Yeah. Right. We want some blood. You
we
smack you upside
DNA.
The head.
We got his head.
We want 14 test tubes of blood. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well,
start,
of course,
when you start getting
the beauty. Now remember, exactly. Of course, that a DNA profile does a lot more than just identify you. It could tell you if you've got a disease,
clone you.
Mental disorders. I mean, there's so many things that they can, you know, are you liable for a heart attack? I mean, all the stuff that the insurance companies want to know. I mean, this and the chances
are they'll be turning you in after a while to the central medical authority.
Yeah, you can bet on that. And right. And of course, there's no chance that this is all private information, right? Nobody's going to see this.
Well, private in a public way.
Right. Private as in everybody can see it except you.
Right.
You know, if you go and say,
I'd like, mirror.
That's right. That's right. I'd like to see the results.
Let me tell you how many medical reports, how many sealed medical, confidential medical records I've seen in my legal career. I mean, reams and reams.
Well, it's just, but it's amazing. Of course, they're doing this again. This is the big net thing. There's a couple of illegal immigrants who have committed a rape. Well, we need to have a complete database on the entire known universe in order to track these people down.
Mm-hmm.
It's
think of anything.
Well, and then again, like if they come up and you find that you have some kind of medical disease, they'll just sterilize your family so you don't propagate because they can't afford to keep you alive.
Yeah.
Woo!
Well, this is
JimmyDoan.com.
Well, the only saving grace on this, of course, is currently. Now, this is not going to last for long. It takes a little while to do the DNA sampling. I mean, to do it, to break it down.
It takes weeks.
Right.
That's the only thing stopping them.
But that's going to change. You can bet. No,
right.
Believe me. If the you're going to pee in a little
90
thing.
Seconds, and, man.
That's
90
right. 90 seconds. And that's
your
exactly
entire
right.
Genetic code.
That's no. They will do this, and it will, as you know, with the speed of computers coming along,
yep.
Especially with Windows Vista.
Oh God, that's our only hope.
Yeah, our hope is that Microsoft will in fact write the code.
That's
for right.
It.
That would be
help me, Obi-Wan Ben Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Obi-Wan Bill Kenobi.
All right, what else we got?
Okay.
Oh, let's get in the Texas lottery crap.
Oh, well, there's not so much crap about it. It was the
trend now.
Well, it is.
They've opened a trend.
As we talk,
it's all about the money.
It is. Well, it's always all about the money. I mean,
and the children. It's something. This is.
Let me just go through here. I'm trying to find it. Zimbabwe real estate economy. I didn't print it.
Can't find it.
I cannot find
just
it.
This little summary says Rick Perry, Republican, proposed Tuesday that Texas sell a state lottery for at least $14
billion. B billion.
Well, they were going to sell
Now, listen to this. It's for an endowment for residents without health insurance and a trust fund for cancer research.
Oh, it's for cancer.
He wants to blow the entire lottery money. He wants to blow it medical research and
it's for the poor people and the children.
It was supposed to be
right.
For the schools.
Well, that was the way it was here in Florida. Of course, it's passed for the schools. Nothing has happened.
It's for the old people.
It is now. But now, my point is that what they're going to do here's the laughable part of this. The way it's supposed to work is it's going to be an endowment.
Yeah, Mr. Perry.
They take 8 billion of the 14 or whatever they get out of this thing, and they put it in a trust fund. Now. This is like
a lockbox.
That's exactly right. And of course, what they do is they're going to live off the interest of this money. Now, there's so many questions on so many levels. First of all, what are they going to invest in? Now, what do you think? What do you bet?
No.
I'll take oil for $500.
I'll just say a lot.
You would lose this.
Blue
you would
chips.
Lose that bet.
Blue chips,
not blue chips.
Internet.com. IPO.
Nope, not that either. I can tell you exactly what it's going to be.
They're going to buy
Texas road bonds and what? School bonds, and they're going to, in other words, they're going to buy their own product to pay themselves back.
Oh, that's clever.
They are Texas electric bonds, municipal bonds, Texas municipal bonds. They will buy.
Yeah, not
municipal bonds because they're tax free, so they won't do that. But what they will do is
so then they can tax the bonds that they buy
to pay themselves. That's right. That they will invest in tech. The money, I'm telling you right now.
It's like an anaconda eating its tail
exactly.
Inside of a snail.
Something. Yeah, exactly. No, that's what I can tell you. That's probably what they're going to do. Or If they don't, because of the fact that they can't get the return, and municipal bonds typically pay a percent or two less than a corporate bond, the powers that be will say, well, you can only invest in Texas corporations.
Well, you know what they
or
they,
green corporations.
They need to invest in the donation.
This is a good thing.
Right.
Now, the donation doesn't pay much.
And but, we don't guarantee a
but
return.
I'll tell you, let me put it this way. We will spend the money slower than they... We will waste the money slower than they will.
Yep. Right.
Well, I don't know.
No, way slower.
Way slower. Oh no, yeah. we can make.
It'll go for. We'll make it last weeks.
No. It'll last way longer than that. It'll years, yeah. years. Yeah. And the only little minor problem is there'll be a substantial portion of it outside the country mm-hmm. where they won't be able to get their hands on it. But we have. You know, it's not a problem. We don't. All we need is like one donation
somewhere
of like
the,
a couple of million bucks. If we have one. One erstwhile person who'd like to donate $2 million.
If you're a billionaire listening to this show.
That's right.
You're about to die.
That's right. That's right. Maybe we can get in the inheritance business again.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you should probably just file a paternity suit with Ann and Nicole now, you know.
Everybody else is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. I did tell you. Do we want to talk about Anna now?
All right, let's go ahead and get into it.
Let's get it out of the way.
This isn't a digression. This is the next time. This is a dovetail.
I saw a picture of that 89-year-old billionaire that she married.
Jay Marshall, right?
I've never seen a smile so big on that man's face. The ears are on the inside of his mouth.
He needed diapers, all right, but you know.
That's right. Well,
yeah, no kidding.
I'm convinced that she's a replicant.
Well, they're surrounded by death now. You know, first the old man died.
Yeah.
Then they get into this brutal battle.
The son like keeled over in the hospital.
He died.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think they're replicants from Blade Runner. Yeah, I think that he was his time was up. I mean, he walked in healthy and keeled over, and it was just like in Blade Runner.
Date was up.
It's right. It's hers was at 8 at 30 at 40, mm-hmm. and she basically or 39 whatever it was, and she keeled over. Now the other thing is that I'm convinced, as I think I mentioned last time, I'm convinced that if that's not the case, if by any wild chance she's not a replicant. which is my first choice.
Jimmy's been breaking into the medication. All right, so if she's not a replicant,
if she's not,
Jimmy,
then I can tell you, then somebody killed her. Now,
well, I bet she dieted herself into next week.
No, I tell you what, I think somebody killed her for the money.
Trim spa.
Now the problem, yeah. Well, let me tell you something.
So
let me tell you something.
Die.
How much would you have to pay the ME to say there's no needle marks on her?
Oh,
I mean seriously. I mean,
oh,
if
no,
somebody
it's not needles yeah, now.
No, I meant puncture. No. I mean with a poison.
Right.
I mean one little hole. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, what's you know they go over the skin and everything. Now yeah, who I mean, and I want to know who gets to carve her up. I mean, this is the deal. They
well,
said
they've already
what
done
you
it.
Do if you were the murderer, you'd have it all arranged. You know, you'd have the
and be paid off ahead of time.
Right, and you'd have the people show up. You know, the Girl Scouts show up and uncover the body, and then
the Girl Scouts,
you know, whoever, and then immediately your Emmy like he's across the street and
right.
he rushes over and rushes in, takes the body out, and they do the autopsy, write down the results, and then cremate the body.
Right,
and like
that didn't
and
happen.
Then, and then you announce that she's dead.
Right.
She did.
And then you
see that you see that plume of smoke?
Yeah.
That's Anna. No, the deal is the question I have, of course.
But why would we?
Well, here's the ointment.
$442 million.
Yeah, the ointment in the fly here is that there's two people after the money.
Howard K. Stern.
And now he's not Howard K. Smith, and it's not Howard Stern.
Right. No. He's somewhere in between.
Okay. So.
He's Howard the Remora K. Stern.
Okay, the Remora.
On to her.
This reminds me so much of the old days.
Slipstream.
In history, so many times it has happened that the king has come up, been king at like age 9, 10, 11 years old, and they've had a regent to take care of the king. Which the regent lives pretty damn well.
Right.
Until the and then sometimes, usually about the time the king becomes of age, he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Suspiciously, this has happened so many times. So now we got this brand new little girl, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And
Annie Lynn.
And she's gonna be worth like hundreds of millions of dollars, right?
Maybe
but
so.
Somebody's gonna have to take care of it. I mean, no, there's no question.
She's already going to be
Playboy. Now, my guess
Playboy
is that
Bunny
there's
2025.
There's,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's
she's
no question.
June 2025.
Right. They're already signing the contract.
They're signing
the contract. Yeah. The question is, let me put it this way. We don't might not know who the father is, but we damn sure know who the mother is.
Right.
I mean, there's no doubt. Nobody's saying that this little Jenny Lynn or whatever is not the daughter, right?
The litigation is still in court. It's going back to a federal California court.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, the Bahamas are out of it, and the out of court is out of it, and we don't know what else.
Yeah, she got the ruling first in her favor, and then he got a ruling in Texas state court in his favor.
Now, who he?
The son-in-law, Marshall. Who's dead.
Who's dead?
But the family's taken over the suit.
What family?
His family. He's got a big family. The billionaire had three or four sons, and different, they had, sons, daughters-in-law, and nieces.
Okay,
and
so they want to basically disinherit her, her little Jenny Lynn girl.
They think, that she's some sort of, like, gold digger.
Well, so what?
No.
Well, right. Well, that's my thought is, she, like Eric said, that was a $442 million smile on that man's
exactly.
face.
Exactly.
Hey, he's getting ready to kill it anyway. What else is he going to do with it?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it would be a mighty big coffin if you wanted to take it with you.
Yeah.
it would be like Pharaoh's tomb.
Unless it was in those $1 million gold coins or
that's
whatever.
That's true. That's right. You should get a couple of those. Take those with me. How long would that tomb last? You can imagine that thing would be open the second day. Okay. Right. So the deal, what I also liked about this was the, on television, there are like four channels that are 24/7 on this. I mean, and we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. But I'm only talking about it because I think she's a replicant. And
again, Jimmy's been in the medication.
All right. So, anything else? What do you think is going to happen? Anything good, bad?
It's going to be. It's look. This we're
I think
talking.
She's going to hang out with James Brown for a while. They're just not going to bury their bodies.
That's
for 3, 4, 5 months. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to.
It'll be like a wax museum, but just all of these. I don't know. In purgatory.
Real human bodies.
It's like Stalin and all that, right?
Right.
In the rotunda.
Entombed in, at 48 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Have they embalmed her?
But I don't know.
I wonder. Ooh. They've embalmed her. She's still... Maybe they cut off her head and put her with Disney.
I think all the drugs she had taken, she was pretty embalmed.
No, let me tell you.
Somebody's going to last a while.
Do you think she... Somebody said she didn't take that many drugs.
I believe them.
She was working for
a TV show.
She was working for Trim Spa.
She looked like Ozzy Osbourne on the TV show.
Really?
She made Ozzy look straight, man.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Ozzy's the he was
a school mom.
The Cub Scout, yeah. Man. I mean,
I did not know that. I never saw. I missed that show.
Oh, she was
no.
Now you suppose that those shows are going to be all over YouTube?
She died because she had 47 doses of Trim Spa.
Absolutely. No. So yeah, absolutely. Mix.
What is? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. What is Trim Spa anyway?
Ephedrine.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a spa.
It's speed.
No.
It's a pill.
You're kidding.
No, it's a pill. It's a speed pill that you take so you don't eat.
Right.
And if you don't eat and you got a bunch of speed in your system,
you die.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that feeling, right?
Yes.
Right before you hit the floor.
I remember that. I remember the hallucination part too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, while she was hallucinating, they filmed 2 years of a TV show.
Oh,
it's called the Anna Nicole Show.
She's
coherent maybe 11% of the time.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna. Didn't they start a movie called Lust in Space?
I don't know. So she's dead.
She's dead. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
Next item. I was going to talk about this in no order. The officials here in Florida are rewriting the FCAT.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing to me.
This is really...
This is a standardized test for your children.
Right. For your children.
There's two of them, and they have to take them. One in like fourth grade to get into fifth grade, and one in like seventh grade and in eighth grade.
And then they have to pass. In order to move on.
Right.
But I think you have to take... Don't you have to take one to get to your degree in 10th grade or something?
Maybe so. I don't know.
I think there's three. SATs and all that stuff.
The SATs are not... The SATs are for college entrance, but they're not to get out... In order to get your degree here, in order to get your diploma, I think you have to take the third FCAT to make sure you've passed all the...
I thought SATs were high school and then...
They are, but they're voluntary.
Yeah, SATs...
They're totally voluntary. You don't have to take one.
Assessment
all right,
test.
So this FCAT thing. So now there's all this discussion here in Florida.
Well, I love this. Of course, this is what is so typical of government.
Yeah, read.
I mean, I love this. A critically important to that this test is such high stakes for kids and adults that it meets the highest possible standards.
Of course, it's all about the children.
Elling told the House Kindergarten K-12 Committee. Okay, and of course, the at stake is whether third graders are promoted and high schoolers graduate, whether schools are rewarded or punished, and whether teachers receive merit pay. And this is going to be a new test, Ellington said. A new name may be advisable. Representative Curtis of Silver's Tallahassee said the FCAT needed a new name because it has become detested. Wait a minute. The FCAT is detested by students, teachers, and parents.
Now, let me tell you,
that's about everybody.
Now, let me tell you this. Let me interject some personal knowledge here. My third grader right now, and I kid you not, Jimmy, is forbidden from using the term FCAT in his classroom. I kid you not.
Why?
They call it, because it
sounds like you're fucking the cat or something.
No, because they call it the big game. That's what they call it. Because FCAT has now, like you said, negative connotations.
No, come on.
I kid you not. He is forbidden to. He got someone told on him for saying FCAT, and he was sent to the teacher. And she said, we do not use that word at this school.
Well, this brings up so many points. Let me ask you.
By the way, is a great school, and I love it so much. But just so you know.
Let me ask you this question, though. First of all, I don't know if these, I don't know if the FCATs are, I don't think they are. In private schools, I don't think you have to do them.
This is not a private school.
Okay. Now, the other thing is,
Because my paycheck here at Jimmy Doan isn't all that much. So I chose the public
school. Which is, by the way, we blame the listeners for that.
That's right.
Not Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy had no money either.
Out there in listening land, feel guilty.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here. Poor Jack Rose.
I'm doing the force in the microphone, and this is the donation you want to give.
That's right.
Okay. I
get 25% of all donations, so make them pay.
Damnation. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. What happens if he goes in there tomorrow, Monday?
FCAT.
Yeah, what happens? F-cat what happens?
I don't know.
What happens? Yeah, T-shirt.
I love FCAT.
Yeah, I love FCAT. I heart FCAT.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what happens? Let me ask, what would happen?
I don't know, Jimmy, but I'm not going to encourage my third grader to do that.
No. I'm curious because what are
they?
There would be an issue. I can guarantee.
He would be sent to the principal's office. Okay, then what?
Well, they would suspend
him.
They would strongly encourage him.
But they
not
suspend him
to don't stir the pot.
Okay, and he says, "Well, I don't,
Mr. Rhodes."
What he would say?
Don't stir the pot.
But he would say,
just like my daddy on that radio show.
That's right. My daddy. I've listened to my daddy,
and he says,
"Stir the pot" all the time.
Right.
And that's all I'm doing. And you can't shut me up. I have my First Amendment rights, and I'm going to say FCAT every chance I get. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about it, Mr. Principal?
And by the way,
Mr. Principal FCAT.
By the way, I'm going to put my middle finger out at you too, because my daddy taught me that.
That's right.
Who's the F bird?
That's right. So the question is, then what would happen?
Well, it would be an issue. We could make it an issue.
I'm telling you what I'm
kind
telling
like
you.
Kind of like if you keep throwing dollars out your window, you know, it becomes an issue. You know, we could make
it's
this
amazing
issue.
How
but just so you know,
positive.
All right, so let's continue.
No, my boy. I'm asking. I'm gonna. This is the whole point. I have found it interesting that very often the punishment for this kind of stuff is suspension and finally expulsion from the school. And, you know, when you do a bad thing in the school, first of all, it's mandatory that you go. The parents will be shackled in irons and put on the rack if you don't send your kids to school. As you know, it's totally mandatory. And they come around and they will literally, as they did with Mr.
I've seen the rack.
Yeah.
And
you must assimilate.
That's don't laugh. So I find it interesting that it is mandatory here. That you go and get the brainwash indoctrination to go to the, and yet if you give them any flack, they kick you out. I'm thinking this is the way out of this thing. Everybody ought to go in there and say FCAT, and close the damn school down
because it's nanny FCAT.
Exactly. And then if they kick them all out, then what?
Then you send in radio controls cars with FCAT on and little.
Exactly. Or else you get those, the other thing that's really cool.
Those wheels that have lights on them on your car that says FCAT when you're pulling up to get your kid.
Well, or you have the little LED thing across your back window that does the FCAT thing. Or you send the little remote control blimp. over the schoolyard with FCAT on the.
If that doesn't work, you got your Imperial Walker that literally stamps FCAT into the sidewalk as you pull up.
I would say
it burns it with a laser.
I would say that there's a couple things you can do. Number one, we need to get a rubber stamp made.
Right.
And then just go and just stamp it all over the place.
Yep.
Jack, what do you do when you give your kid, for example, FCAT preparation materials? Do you have, like, carve that out of there?
You mean the big game preparation?
Yeah, no, but yeah, does it not say on the front of it, FCAT prep?
I don't know. I would assume.
Wait a minute. Are you a responsible parent? Hold it. Call DCF.
DCF.
Jack obviously is not a responsible parent here.
It's just the policy of the school to not use that verbiage.
They're going with F dog.
They're going, yo dog. No, they're going with the big game.
F-bomb.
They're going with the big game.
Now you understand that one of the reasons that they have to keep this thing in place is because the federal dollars are involved. As you well know, the schools are controlled essentially, especially here in this county. More than two-thirds of the money comes from outside the county. This is not true for all counties. There are some counties where 90% of the money is from property taxes. Here, it's only about a third. The point is that money is allocated on how many students you have in the schools. So if you have people that are not making it, or if you're not satisfying the No Child Left Behind, you get no money. And so they can, needless to say, it's all about the money. And the bottom line is, I can tell you right now what's going to happen. They may change the name, but the kids are not going to get any smarter. And they're going to jigger the test so that the kids still pass. Mm-hmm. They will still pass. They'll still be idiots. Mm-hmm. They still won't be able to read or write or do mathematics. They won't be able to balance a checkbook. They'll be wards of the state, but at least they'll get the money. That's all that they care about is the money. The indoctrination will continue. The brainwash. I've always said that if you can't brainwash a kid in 12 years, you got to. I mean, that's how inefficient they are. The Koreans, for God's sakes, when they were doing Manchurian Candidate, managed to do it in a year. Mm-hmm. After 12 years, some of the kids are still recalcitrant, to use a large word.
Wow.
And I
can see that word almost hit me.
That's on the FCAT.
That's right. Yeah, that's. I doubt it. They have words like "run, jip, run" on the mm-hmm. DevCat or something.
But jip?
That was from my first grade. Jip was the dog.
Oh,
it was the Jane and Bob or Jane
and John.
Dick and Jane.
Dick and Jane, and the dog was Jip.
Oh.
J-I-P, not G-Y-P. Anyway, the other thing is I love this thing about the new name, because this is so typical when you think about it. It is one thing. They change names all the time. As you
it fixes stuff.
Well, let me tell you, it doesn't always. let me tell you, until 1929, anytime you had a depression, they were called crashes. They had the crash of 1898, the crash is over. Well, because they had a crash in 1929, they changed depression. Then it becomes recession. Then it's a slowdown,
mm-hmm.
or
there was another one too.
It's an inverted slope.
Well, it was a non-increase or something a reverse increase.
Yeah, that's what it was, a reverse increase.
That's right. So anyway,
there's a huge reverse increase.
That's right. But the thing about it is, when the government does it, of course, you know it's a total scam. The private sector does this all the time. I mean, we used to have a cereal called Pure Sugar Chocolate Bombs or something like that.
I think it's called
Safety First or something like that. It's called Count Chocula's Teeth or something. I don't know.
Safety brand oatmeal.
Safety.
The tooth launcher.
That's right. But I mean, they get away with it. But still, the simple fact is that any responsible parent, of course, which we're breeding none of with this FCAT business, can read the label and see that the first nine ingredients are some form of sugar. You know, fructose, lactose, pure sugar, cane sugar, beet sugar, and with chocolate sauce, corn syrup,
brown sugar,
and that's right, brown sugar, white sugar, and green sugar,
and sugar cane,
that's right, made from everything you can imagine.
Partially hydrogenated sugar.
Sugar, that's right, and fully hydrogenated sugar. And then down at the very end, it says, and artificial colorings, monosodium glutamate, and so forth. So, you know, good for, and then on the front, of course, it shows some guy from
says low sugar.
It's, well, it says, yeah, not as much as before. Well, again. And so, no, because where they usually show some, you know, they show...
free inside a bowl of sugar.
That's right. So, 25 cents in this box. Top Wheel said you a free sugar bowl. Okay, and the to contain this stuff. Well, and then on the front, of course, they have some guy with big muscles. You know, right, this builds right. strong muscles, and uh-huh. this keeps your energy up, too.
Oh, it does that.
It's a total sugar high. You know, these kids don't have ADD. I'm telling you, it's because they had breakfast. It's real simple. They ate Count Chocula's teeth for breakfast, and they are going El Nutto. And the mother, of course, is saying, "If we, like, maybe the kid will calm down.
Love sugar. We love sugar.
Maybe the sugar high will wear off by the time the kid gets home.
Right.
That's all I care about. You talk about drugs.
I'm telling you. Let's take a little break and go eat some sugar, and then we'll come back.
As a matter of fact, good idea. Let's take a break.
Yeah, because I need a little sugar.
Okay.
Our new sponsor, Sugar.
That's right. Hey, where is she?
Part of a natural. She'll be here in a little while.
Let's hope so. Hey, Sugar.
Sugar, candy, you know, all of that. So. Hey, we'll be back in just a little bit. The Jimmy Doan Show.
I went to a meeting the other night, and all the saints of God were getting together to have a testimony meeting. And out of the old amen corner, my old gray-haired grandmother stood up, and she wanted to give her testimony. And this is the song she had to sing that night. I can hear now, I'm a soldier.
In the army of the Lord.
I'm a soldier.
In the